congratulations. You are one of the 2020 Scholastic Art and Writing Award winners, and I can't wait to hear a little bit more about your experience with the program. What did you enter, and how did it go?
Well, so I entered the poem collection, and there was about like 5 poems in that. And then that one, that got honorable mention. And then I submitted a science fiction story, which got an honorable mention. And I submitted a short story, which got a silver key.
Wow. You must, clearly, you like to write.
Yeah.
When did you develop your interest in writing?
Well, like, I would say, like, I started doing this writing camp over the summer about 2 summers ago, so 2018, I would like to say. So I was probably in 6th grade. It was the end of 6th grade, probably. So probably around then, that's when I, like really started to get into writing. I really started to, like writing and develop my own voice, my own style.
A lot of people have trouble doing that. Do you have any tips? Even, you know, adults as well as kids can have difficulty finding their voice as a writer. How did you accomplish that?
See, the thing is, you don't want to, reading is a great way to discover your voice. You can read. Also, when you're writing, you don't want to, you want to write for yourself. You're not writing for anyone else. You're writing for yourself. So when you write, if you can explain your writing and you can understand what your writing means, then your writing makes sense. Then it's your writing. You don't want to write for someone else. You really want to truly write for yourself.
How did you learn that?
I don't know, just lots of writing. And, you know, it's like you don't have to, it only really has to make sense for yourself as long as you can explain it. Just writing poems a lot, writing short stories, you know.
When you write, do you find yourself kind of hurriedly writing and then going back and redrafting? Or are you more deliberate in your thinking before you start to write, such that you're pretty close to where you want things to be?
Well, I usually maybe do a mini outline. Like on the Google Docs, you can write comments on the document. So I usually do that, and that helps me. And I usually plan. I try to write like a simple plot or like a couple sentences of what the story's mainly going to be about, so I get the gist. I don't really go into this deep draft, especially when writing short stories. And poems, I usually just write and I go back and refix it. Poems are completely different for me. I just write it and then fix it. But like, yeah, for short stories or any pieces of long pieces of writing, I would usually outline before.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any passages with you, either from your stories or a poem that you'd like to share?
I don't have them on me right now, but I'd explain one of my stories, if that's fine.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
So the one story I wrote is called The Final Punchline. It's not a comedy. It's a Silver Key story, short story from the Scholastic, and it's one of my favorites because it really changes throughout the story. It starts out like when you first read it, it's more of like a prison story, and as you go through it, you realize it's almost like a dystopian story about the future of the world, basically, like the government, all of that, like, you know, and it just changes. And then it really changes the reader's thinking a little bit, and it turns on that switch in their brain, like, oh my gosh, it's like kind of like the aha moment at the end, like the story completely changes. It's totally different than like what you would expect.
When you wrote that, did you need to figure out how it ended before you started it? Or
Definitely. I think when I first started, it was just, I had no idea where it was going. I think I was 2 pages in, and then I was probably in the shower, and then I realized how it's going to end. Like, what's going to happen at the end, the aha moment. And it kind of was funny. I was just like writing it. And that story took a week or two to completely finish because I had to go over it again. I had to fix some stuff. But like it was a really fun story to write.
Oh, that's great. It's so clear that you have such a passion for writing. Are there other things that you feel passionate about?
Yeah, I play a couple instruments. I take piano lessons, voice lessons, and I play the guitar in jazz band and the saxophone in band. So I really do like my music.
Oh, you what a well-rounded person you are. Now, I know you're 14. What grade are you in now?
Oh, 8th.
And have you thought about what you'd like to do when you graduate?
No clue.
The job may not exist yet. I've been doing a lot of work with some other adults and youth, too, about the future of work, what it's going to look like. It's very hard to predict, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
What's going to be happening. Well, I'm really glad. Is your writing online anywhere for people to read? Or how can folks?
I don't know. I don't know what the Scholastic did with any of that.
Okay, well, we'll try to find out, and people can look at Scholastic and tell us about the camp that helped nurture you. Is that the Western Pennsylvania Writing Project?
Yes, it is. It's over the summer. It's usually in July. It's a really fun camp. I highly recommend, even if you're like not that passionate about writing, it's super fun. You get to meet people, and like there's really fun activities we do that are involved, not just writing. It's super chill. It's not like a structured camp. It's not like boot camp where you do this and that. It's a really fun. It's really fun to do.
I'm really glad to hear you say that, and I'd like to invite you when we're not having to physically distance ourselves, to come to our studios. You can record some of what you wrote. We'll make sure it shows up on the radio here and also on our Youth Express podcast. Cool. And it would really be a pleasure to have your work there. I'm just so happy that you're able to be with us today. I hope the rest of your weekend goes well. Is there anything else you wanted? I want to be sure we acknowledge anybody you wanted to. It sounds like you've got it all taken care of, but anything else you wanted to mention?
Not a lot. I mean, I love writing. It's really fun. And I do get a lot of my inspiration probably from watching TV shows, reading books. That's like the best way to get your inspiration. Watching movies, it's a great way to get inspiration for your writing.
Yeah, I always talk about, I think about it almost like a factory where, you know, you need to have some input. It can't come all from within you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you may, run out or at least feel very depleted. Not that you're going to necessarily copy anything, but in order to formulate ideas of your own, you have to take in ideas or at least words from other people. Because I know if I find myself not reading, I sometimes feel less articulate or less able to write. And I loved what you said about developing your own voice, too. So thanks so much, Ariana, and good luck.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a great weekend and that you can keep. What are you binge watching? Are you watching on Netflix a series or movies?
I'm finishing up Lucifer. I'm on last season. And then I'm also watching Grey's Anatomy and NCIS.
Excellent. Well, enjoy the time. And thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah. Stay safe.
Take care. Thank you. You too. That's Ariana Isabella Kelly, 14, from Chartiers.